This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Josh Waller is one of the Israel guys, bringing you news directly from the heartland of Israel. The Israel guys are encouraging everyone to stand with Israel during one of the most challenging times in the history of the Jewish people. They are inviting you to be a part of the Israel Summit, a three-day conference in Nashville, Tennessee, May 20th through the 22nd. More details on this conference at the end of this conversation with Josh about the so-called two-state solution.
Everybody's talking about a two-state solution. Is that a good thing?
Well, to be very clear, it's absolutely a horrible thing. Is this a political thing we're talking about, or is this a biblical thing? And the Bible speaks incessantly about, do not divide my land, over and over and over again. And as for Christians, take the politics out and just read the Bible, and we'll see a very clear answer to that question. It says, do not divide. What's on the table right now, making Jerusalem the capital of a 22nd Arab state called Palestine. Okay, so we have 21 Arab states. We have one Jewish state. Even from a political perspective, guys, it doesn't make any sense. But when we add the Bible to this, it becomes very clear. So what's on the table now is to create a 22nd Arab state. And these states that surround Israel, I'd mentioned 7 million Jews living in Israel. Well, there's 400 million Arab Muslims surrounding Israel. The political sphere out there says that they need another Arab, Islamic, jihad as well, right? Because that's what it would be. State, and where does that need to be? In the heart of the one and only Jewish state known in the entire world. The biblical return of the Jewish people, the nation being formed in one day as a total miracle, it's just as the prophets foretold, is now by the nations all coming together with it. Just like the Bible says, guys, I mean, as horrible as it is, this also gives us faith. The Bible, what a living book. Every single one of those prophecies, why did it say it if it wasn't for this moment in time that we live in when all the nations are gathering together to do one thing, and that's divide Israel, divide Jerusalem. And that's what the war we're talking about now, all the chaos that we're seeing. Israel's now on their knees with this horrific war they're in the middle of, fighting those Arab nations surrounding them that want to annihilate them. And Israel is now being challenged with, how will they do this? And the nations around are now pushing, now that Israel's on their knees, are pushing for the very thing that hurts Israel the most, cutting off pieces of land and giving it to their archenemy. Living in Israel since I was 14 years old, I've had the opportunity of actually going into a lot of Arab villages as well. And one thing that people don't understand, and I'll make this very clear, is when you go into an Arab village, which I've done many times, it's very dangerous now. And it was dangerous then. I went in because I felt like it was important for me to understand what's going on so I would be able to tell you now. I met with mayors of the Arab villages. They didn't know that I was pro-Israel, so that would have been more dangerous. In their offices, sit maps, and over that map, you do not see the name Israel. You see the name Palestine, and it's over the entire nation of Israel, not a Jew left. They're very clear. You won't find a map with a two-state solution in any Arab place, in all of the whole Arab nations all surrounding Israel, including those of the Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank area. Every single one of them are dead-bent on destroying and annihilating Jewish presence completely. When you drive into that Arab town, you know what the roundabout that you arrive in the middle of town, that's the way they all are. Guess what's in the middle of that roundabout? There's a huge monument. The one who killed the most Jews' name will be on that monument. Every single Arab town and every side street will be named after someone that killed a Jew. The highest level of honor will be granted to the one who kills the Jewish person. I do not think people understand what's going on. We're looking at this situation, a Middle Eastern situation, through a very democratic American mindsets that just do not work in the Middle East.
Join others from across the nation May 20th through the 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. The Israel Summit will be a time of information, music, and motivation directly from those who live in the land of Israel. Find out more when you visit theisraelguys.com. Theisraelguys.com. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley.